Emergency broadcast. Emergency broadcast. Pew! 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 What's up, Shigay BTC Joe? What's up, Shigay BTC Joe? That's Shigay BTC Joe. What's happening? Emergency broadcast here. We got some breaking news. I think we're going to call this one Go PDF Yourself. This is another audio development journal. I have no idea what number. We'll see when I post it. So we got another big breakthrough here at the TSN. LTC Joe on this one. Does this guy even sleep? I don't know. He's been killing it recently. But this is a big one in a way because, well, let's get into what he figured out. Basically, until this point in time, the blocks we've been using were TXT files, and it sort of had to be that way in order to create a unique hash of the document to include in the next block. That's basic stuff, right? But the reason it had to be a file was because there was lots of problems with the way in which web pages, when you download them as an HTML file, produce hashes. The problem was the hash could change from one day to the next, or from one user downloading that HTML to the next. But as we mentioned before, it would have been much better if we could have literally just had a web page for each block, which then would get saved as a file. And that's essentially what he figured out is a way to do it with PDF. So basically, if you just kind of remove the headers and footers from that particular web page and all the info that comes with whatever, you know, if you start up a website, there's usually a template that you're using to build it. So this removes, as long as you remove all that stuff, then if you save the page as a PDF, it works. Further, it wasn't just the hash stuff with HTML. It's also, if you save it as an HTML, the format would get all crooked and weird. So you want to be able to just copy the text and put it into, Bitcoin Core wallet or Electrum wallet or whatever ADDI the person is using to verify that the signature is valid. You want to be able to just copy that and for it to be easy for people to see what's being signed, what the message is. So that was the problem. If you saved it as an HTML, it wouldn't be properly aligned and blah, 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 blah. So if you remove all that stuff and just put the text on a web page, a blank web page, and then you save it as a PDF, then problem solved. The formatting works for validating messages, and you can easily produce a unique hash for that file once it's saved, and then kind of go from there once the block is published with that PDF file as the permanent block. So it's actually kind of a big deal because, though it may not sound like it, because originally you had to kind of be using this TXT file for your candidate block and just continually updating the file, posting your dime in the SIG page and then re-uploading the updated TXT file to continually have the right version of the block, of your candidate block. But so now, instead of all that annoying shit which takes time, you could just be updating a web page in real time, which will actually link to the signature pages. We were putting the link in the TXT file, but you couldn't actually click on it because it's a file. It's not a page on your site. And now, since it's a page on your site, people will be able to just click through, to just click on the SIG, and it'll take you to the SIG page with a link. And you don't have to do any of this mumble jumble of continually updating a file. Now, once you publish it, it becomes a file, it becomes a PDF file. So that was kind of a big one. It's going to make things much more clean and intuitive. And so you'll just have like a / candidate block page on your website, which you continually update. And then, you know, when you want to publish it, you put in, establish the time as always, and then you save it as a PDF and work that into the next block. So that's pretty much the gist of it. If you've actually been doing this shit, you'll realize why that's much more efficient to do as you're actually posting your dimes and etc. Kudos to LTC Joe. Well done. This is probably the biggest breakthrough since Signature Pages, right? That was another big one. Signature Pages came through clutch for referencing, as you could link to the signature page when you were referencing someone else's SIG. It also was huge because it gives you the ability to sort of label, put in like line notes and line notes descriptors. You could have client scripts in there. I know LTC Joe has been doing, if you have looked at a lot of his, so it sort of creates an intentional or a positive malleability of your SIG page, of your dimes themselves, right? Or any content on its own page, it creates that because you have the rigidness of the message and signature, which can't be changed, as if it is, it breaks the SIG, but then you have the malleability of what you could add on the page for layers above, which is kind of that 1.5 signing, as I said, because it still is coming from a valid TSN account, but it's good because you can use it for layers above, and the malleability is huge because you could literally go back in time to prior SIGs in history and add information. So like, you know, LTC Joe was saying he's doing his client scripts, and if he wants to just do a dime, he's gonna eventually have just like templates for every single type of content. But if he wants to do a dime now, he could just do it without all that stuff and go back in time and add that, which will play into the client, because and that's okay because he doesn't have to change the SIG, and the SIG is kind of frozen in time because, you know, you're establishing the time within the SIG. So that's pretty cool. It's like you can time travel back in time and add things. And now, of course, you know, your account could always be hacked, or if your server's taken down or something, you know, there's that malleability for changing things, but you would it wouldn't be a valid account anymore. And you can't break the SIG anyway. So, and SIG pages will sort of be backed up as well. For others, that's going to be coming soon. How that's implemented, we'll see. Anyway, good shit, LTC Joe. That was big with the PDF. And maybe, who knows, maybe the SIG pages themselves could be, like, once you've added everything you want to have, you back it up as a PDF for formatting. But, I mean, that we're going to see. But it's tricky because you have all the, you know, the colors and all the things that are unique to your site on those SIG pages, at least right now. Anyway, brick by brick, that should do it. Peace.